Okay, let's learn. First, I want to thank Jeff Weinberg and the Chevron Meridian for always sponsoring this year, and also the Parnas Hayayim, Dr. Ernie, and Ann Goldman, Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Achaver Reb Yitzchak, and Hashem Shem Eli and the whole family shall be Simcha Nachis and Bracha. Okay, the last few weeks we were learning about time, the avoid of his bardus, and the framework of time. So that's the world that's called Shana. Now we're going to talk about the place, Olam, the place for his bardus. There are a lot of rumors about this. In the circulating about the whole Indian of where to do the Hizbodhis. So let's learn inside on page Kufches in this edition. But it's Perek Zayin. We're starting Perek Zayin. So in Lukut HaMaran and other Sifrei Breslov, there appears to be something of a steer, of a contradiction, but it's not, as we'll see in a few minutes. But Perek Yudal B'Yarno was Divrei Rabbeinu B'Torah Nun Beis, Shom Gilo Rabbeinu was Soid His Bardus, Shehi Tfilo LaHashem Yisbarach M'mokom U'Bizman Bo HaMespalo Mizboided U'Pareis Mibnei Odom U'Misyached Bab Lebad Im HaShem Yisbarach. In Nun Beis, Rabbi Nachman speaks about his Bardus being in the place, in a certain kind of place, at a particular time, so that a person will be able to, in that particular time and that particular place, to be mevatel his bad midas, because he'll be able to do a serious tshuva, ad sheyizke lezikuch, to reach a madrega where he'll actually be able to achieve a state of dveikus Hashem. So we tachlis abriya, which is the tachlis of our being in this world. It's from this physical and miserable world that we're able to be megalik vayt shemayim and the or of Hashem, uboy sidbak, and to become dovuk, to become bound and attached to Hashem Zbaruch. So that's in Torah Nun Beis. There's an ideal time and an ideal place, which seems to be a tenai, a condition in one's being able to maximize his use of his bardus to reach a state of dveikus b'Hashem. And that's why in Nun Beis and in a few other places in Lukut HaMaran and the other Sfarim, we're taught that his bardus should take place michutz liyishuv b'derech yechidi. B'derech yechidi means outside of where people not only are living, but even away from places where people are walking. In other words, not even let's say a pathway in a park or someplace where people are usually going. Should be davka in a place where people don't go. Because as long as it's a place where people occasionally will walk or will go for a stroll or a shortcut, whatever it is, if it's a place that is, if it is a road that is taken, even if it's less frequently taken, it has already been somehow defiled and damaged by the minds, the thoughts, the words of the people who are draying around in that place, even though they're not there now. It was just totally empty now. It's quiet. It's the middle of the night. There's nobody there. Nevertheless, it's a place that is usually populated by all types of chevra, who are not who are not tzaddikim. Even though it's the middle of the night, so there's nobody there. The fact that during the day there are people that are there, that already creates some static. It creates some bad vibrations in the air, which Rabbi Nachman speaks about in a few places in Lukut HaMaran, where he talks about, for instance, clapping and different things that we could do to sort of this to cause the cloud of negativity to disperse, to disappear. So Rabbi Nachman tells us that even if we're talking about a place where at this time, let's say in the middle of the night, no one is there, nevertheless, since during the day people go there, it already is mafriel his baidus. There's some spiritual residue that remains from the day where people were talking there and thinking there thoughts that are not holy and pure, that could hamper one's his baidus, even though there's no one there right now. It's difficult to tear away from the ruach that has already infiltrated into that place. Well, it's yachadim Hashem, to be completely alone with Hashem. It's kilu, you're not completely alone in that place, because the thoughts and the words, like when we were growing up, there was a Jewish group that they had a song called, well, I don't know if that was the name of the song, but it was about something called the dangling conversation. And the superficial size, the dangling conversation. Conversations just don't go away when they're finished. They continue to dangle in the airspace of that particular location. So this could interfere with one's hesbaidus. Lev sharos lufras may ruach hasharosham. It's very hard to tear away from the ruach and whatever negative shirayim remains from the ruach, and that interferes with this bodhus, this yachadim Hashem. You think that you're alone, you feel that you're completely alone with Hashem, but you're surrounded by all kinds of words and thoughts of the people who are walking along that path during the day. Now, how long does that last? If it's a place where people went years ago, but it's already abandoned, you know. Obviously, the longer that it's been left alone, the better. Mishum kach lo yuchal lagil abitl. That since these are places that are occupied by, you know, negative or impure thoughts, words, and so on, feelings, so you can't reach a place. It's very difficult to reach a state of complete bitl, to be engulfed and completely surrounded and swimming in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in that relationship of Yichud Hashem where there's nothing else. Because in this location there's noise, there's a frequency, there's stuff in that neighborhood, in that area, in that place. So there's going to be some potential interference in that yichud with Hashem. So kamar chayin tzarich lekayimus atfilah hazu belayla, and that's why Rabbi Nachman over there in Nun Beis and in a few other places talks about the importance of this being at night. Now keep in mind that in the days of Rabbi Nachman, once it was dark, the town was already was desolate. You know, nobody, I mean, not the houses, but the streets. The streets were completely empty, and certainly when it came to any other places, the surrounding area, forests and so on, were pitch black. That's how it was in those days before electricity. So there's nobody there at night. So that's why Rabbi Nachman said it should be at night. Shabo b'nei Adam Yishayin, but it's not just that it's dark, but preferably later at night when people are already sleeping. In those days, people generally went to sleep very early. They got up early. they went to sleep early, but it should be a time when people are sleeping. For the same reason that we were talking about before. Because when they're sleeping, during the day, or when people are still up, the air is filled with all kinds of narishkeit and all kinds of taivas, all kinds of negative and destructive energy, because people are up and around, or they're, even if they're in their homes, they're talking and they're thinking and on their computers and their televisions and so on. So there's all kinds of waves that are there during the waking hours. Of course, now the night goes to the morning. There's no night anymore, but still it's better than during the day. The night is still quieter than during the day. Not just quiet in terms of external noise, but the spiritual pollution and all kinds of noises. Now you might think, when you see these things in this farm, you might think that what Rabbi Nachman was talking about is to be able to get to someplace where you could concentrate, where you'll have Yishuv Hadas. Now, if it's a matter of concentration, then there are all kinds of things that are available nowadays. These are always within an arm's reach, right? And these are not headphones for music. These are to block out all sounds. It's called decibel defense. They're very good, DD. But it's not enough, because to make sure to keep out as much as I can, I have my earplugs always with me. So that's a way to have quiet and to bring to some state of Yishuv Hadas. You don't have to go out someplace in the middle of nowhere, and you don't have to be in the middle of the night in order to have quiet. So what Rav Carmel is explaining now is that it's very clear from Rabbi Nachman's teachings and what we just learned, that it's not that the Indian of the night and the forest is not just because of Yishuv Hadas, because it's possible to have a quiet room, or even to be in a loud place, but to sort of artificially block the noise. And you could have Yishuv Hadas. So you can go to a library. The library is still one of those places, I guess, where it's possible to have some type of quiet in Yishuv Hadas. So it's not just about Yishuv Hadas. If it was a matter of Yishuv Hadas, you can go to a quiet room. Baruch Hashem, most of us, I know there are people obviously that don't have additional space or anywhere to go in their homes, but many of the homes, more than ever before in our history, there are places to go in one's own house where you could have some quiet. And to pour your heart out and concentrate and to be able to daven with Yishuv Hadas. But that's not all Rabbi Nachman is talking. But of course, that's very important. That's a prerequisite as well, or prerequisite. It's ideal to have quiet and Yishuv Hadas. But that's not what Rabbi Nachman is talking about here. However, in Nun Beis, Rabbi Nachman is not talking about that. When he's speaking about the highest madrega of his bodhis, meaning in the night and in the forest or in the field where there's nobody going or there's no one that nobody went during the day, that's not just a matter of Yishuv Hadas. What difference does it make if there are people walking there during the day, as long as now there's nobody there? But why can't you just go to a nice quiet place, a field, during the day? So there were some people there half hour before sitting on the bench. So what difference does it make? It's not a matter of Yishuv Hadas. In Nun Beis, Rabbi Nachman is talking about the highest madrega of his Vardus to come to a place of complete Bittul to Hashem, complete Yichud with Hashem, Bittul. It's like a Breslov in the world of Chabad, like the best of those two worlds coming together. His Vardus and his Vardus to come to a place of complete Bittul. So that's Breslov and Chabad, Rabbi Nachman and the Alter Rebbe, together. This level of being alone with Hashem, completely alone with Hashem, requires, in Tari Nun Beis, requires Davka the night and Derech Yechidi, and in a place where nobody is, and nobody has gone, at least for this day. Mi'idach. So that's one mahalach that we find in the Likutei Moran. Mi'idach, however, on the other hand, the perek zeh hinu levoyer is masha kosev rabbeinu b'Torah Nun Beis. However, in order to understand what is in Torah Nun Beis, we have to go to the main headquarters of Hizbaydudus in Likutei Moran, which we've spoken about and we've learned from earlier in the Sefer in a number of places, which is Tinyan Chaf Hei. Tinyan Chaf Hei is the most famous and the most easily understood place in the Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nachman teaches us the Torah of Hizbaydudus. So in Chaf Hei, in Tinyan Chaf Hei, in the second Chelik of the Likutei Moran Chaf Hei, there Rabbi Nachman says something that he doesn't say in Nun Beis, in Chelik Alef Nun Beis. These are the words of Rabbi Nachman in Chaf Hei, or on page Kuftes in this edition. Yeah. Rabbi Nachman says, to be misbided by yourself, to go to a room. A room. Obisada, or to a field. Now, of course, remember that when you lived in Uman or in Breslov or in any of those places, you didn't have to go far to find the field. You just had to walk for 2-3 minutes, and there were fields everywhere. It was surrounded by fields and forests. But here he says, cheder. He says, you, as long as you're by yourself, even in a room, and to be mizbaydeh, to daven, to speak to Hashem alone, the tainus, the maslos, the vichain, the ritzu, the pius, with all kinds of tainus that you have with what's going on in your life, and explanations, and trying to appease Hashem, and to apologize to Hashem, to beg Hashem, and that's all of the ingredients of his baidus. Well, this humble now is milafonim yisbarach sheyikarvo elav lavadosu b'emes. Hashem should draw you near, that you should be able to return to Him. There's kol asher im levav v'yasiach v'yasapar lafonim yisbarach. And whatever's on your mind, and whatever's in your heart, talk it over with Hashem. Speak it out, as we say in the language of the yeshivas. Hein charata v'tshuva l'avar, any regret or remorse that you have over the past. Vein bakoshes tachanunim, we're asking and begging Hashem, liskos miskayvel yisbarach, to get closer to Him. Ma'ayom v'hal b'emes, from today and on, b'emes in truth. So those are the words in Chaf Hei. So he says, Rabbeinu Mevi, Shiyeshev Shos Lekarmes Eitz Azu B'cheder, B'sobe. Here, Rabbi Nachman speaks about Hizbarudus in a room, or not necessarily by yourself somewhere alone where nobody has been in a forest in the middle of nowhere, but even in a field. The fields were places where people go all the time. That's how they lived. So in Tinyan Chaf Hei, Rabbi Nachman is talking about going to a room or going to some field just away from the houses, away from the village. But obviously, that's not like being in the forest at night. Kain Matsinu Gam B'Sichas Haran. Now, when you look in the Sichas Haran, Reish Ayin Dalet, we also see there, Toiv Ma'od L'Hadam Shiyelo Cheder Miuchad Lo Levado. Lasik Shon Ba'avodas Hashem B'Torah U'Tfila. The Sichas Aran, which remember, are not the same as the Torahs. The Sichas were more things that were said. I can't use the word casually because you can't say such a word, God forbid, by Rabbi Nachman, because nothing, he didn't breathe in a casual way. But there was Sichas Aran as opposed to the longer, more complicated Torahs. Conversations of Rabbi Nachman that were recorded for posterity. There was zeichet to have some of those in the Sichas Aran. And there it says, it's very good for a person to have a special room where he could be by himself, to be busy with Avodas Hashem, with his learning and his davening. And especially when it comes to his baidus, it's not just talking about regular davening or learning. He says, when you want to do his baidus. To speak by yourself with Hashem. For this, you certainly need a special room. A cheder miyuchad, special room for bidud, for his bardus, special room. So that's in Sichas Aran. At Sinogam, Shrabenu Atzmei Osak Yomer Vishonim Bavaydus his bardus Mechutz Liyishuv. We find in the stories of Rabbi Nachman, in Chaye Maharan, we find that Rabbi Nachman spent hours and days and weeks and months of his life, and especially in the earlier years when he wasn't surrounded by people coming after him, he spent so much time outside of the village, outside of the town. We know that he told us, and we're told that he shared this with us, that he had a place where he used to go to, like an attic, a room where he used to go, and he spent, that's where he grew up by himself, not in the pizza shop, not in the restaurant. He had such a place. That's where he lived practically, in that isolation. And this we find that we're told in a number of places in the teachings and in the writings about Rabbi Nachman's life, that his bodhis was not only in the forest at night, but it was also during the day in a room. Gam Marina Harav Nosson Hishtek Zman Rav Shilay Mokum Vachedim Yuchad Lasek Boy Bizabodhis. Now, Rabbi Nosson, we find, you know, Rabbi Nosson was very, very, very poor. And he lived in terrible poverty and deprivation. And for a long time, he was davening that he should be able to have the ability to make a room, to have like an extension to whatever that little hovel was that he lived in. He should be able to have a place for his brothers. As we find in some of the autobiographical writings of Rabbi Nosson, that he suffered terribly, terribly. Yisurim that reached ad hanefesh. It was hard for him to live. He didn't have any place of his own to be Isaac in his bardus, to his bardus. Ashizahi muchach li ma'oid ma'oid. And Ibn Asim tells us how that was something he desperately needed. Muchach li ma'oid ma'oid. How badly he wanted to have a room that was his own, that was quiet. Again, where people didn't sit during the day and it was his own place. That wasn't filled with the thoughts and the words of others, his own place. So k'sha'azoi Hashem is baruch v'hirchev lai. So when Rabbi Nosson was able to get a couple of rubles, bona mokum yuchad v'beisa, he had built a room, an extra room. Shabu yuchalasek ba'avodas ha'zbardus. He had his cheder bidud. He had his special room for his bardus. K'fisha kosav, as he writes, And lest we think that it was some sort of a fancy room that had its own separate, you know, air conditioning and heating, and it's, you know, some nice separate furnished room. He says, he was able to get enough money to build a mechitza in his house. So it wasn't like a real nice room. It was just, he was able to put up some sort of a mechitza, a partition. That's how he made the room. It was just a partition. Imagine he had to daven for a long time to be able to afford to put up a partition in his house. Just a partition. It's a piece of lumber. I don't know if it was a wall, whatever it was. It wasn't a fancy thing. And the ikur was, even though he used it, I'm sure, for learning, for davening and everything, but he says the ikur was that he had a place for his baidavis. And I'm sure it didn't have insulation in it. You know, all the, like, the fluffy stuff that they put in the walls, I'm sure didn't have any of that stuff. And it wasn't heated at all. And it got very cold there. As we know from other stories of Nasan, what it was like being in that room in the winter. But he had his own place. And he was thrilled. Hasiba pshuta lakach, sh'rabbeinu mor liyachid chedel is about this. The simple reason for this, that Rabbi Nachum wanted so much that every person should have a chedel as baridus, and this is something, by the way, during the time of COVID, I spoke many times to the chevra about, since we had to daven at home, we weren't able to go to shul. I tried to speak about this number of times, how everybody should try to have a place in the house where you Yachid, that place that it's designated for davening. In other words, to set aside a spot in the house where every day that's you daven in the same place. Not to go around davening different places in the house. To try to have a place that is miyuchad, that that's your place where you daven, where you learn. During that time when we couldn't go out of the house. It's very, very chashuv to have that place that's set aside. I mentioned even something remarkable that I saw in a letter from the Pnei Menachem Swissi Elena. There he writes, the Pnei Menachem, how he was makabel that if a person can't leave his house, he's not able to go someplace to go for a minyan, and he has a room that is designated for tefillah, that if he uses that room consistently to fit tefillah, and of course he tries, if possible, to align that time of davening, I'm talking about Shachar Zman Chamar, not his brothers, he was able to coordinate it with the shul, then together with himself, all of the tefillahs that he davens create those nine other tefillahs that he already davened, make a minyan together with him. It's an interesting thing. I got a lot of chizik from that. I saw that around, I wasn't even looking, I was just looking at some other thing that I remembered in the Sefer, and I saw that Pnei Menachem, it was around a month or two into the pandemic, I saw that I had tremendous, tremendous chizuk for me. That there's ke'ein, a minyan. So a person should know that if, God forbid, someone is not well, if somebody is old and he can't get to shul, I'm not talking about people that don't want to go to shul, but people who can't go to shul, that there is an inyan, there is kain, something. But that's when you have that room. That room is a special room. That's a special room for davening. That's you and Hashem. You live in that room. You live in that room. Now, you might have a problem if you have a wife that also likes his baridus, and if your kids get into it, you could have a problem. That's a good problem. And Hashem should give space for everybody to be able to do that. So I see Babshutul Kaksha Vena Marli Achid Khedlas Bodhis Nation Messias Ishilov Hanasham Kosham or the Kaimis about his Mahusli Yishub Nesivashanas. The practical explanation for why Rabbi Nachman wanted a person to have a room for his bodhis is because many people cannot go outside to deserted places for different reasons. If you live in a big city, in order to go someplace that's quiet, you have to go far away. Although is a meshach shows, or if it's walking, you might have to walk for many hours to go to a place. The makom yud. The makom is rabim. There are also many places that by meshach chadashim aruchim kimat l'shach lotzes chus liyishuv mipasakor. There are places where it's so cold you can't go outside during the winter. Hashlogim, the snow. Hakshomim amruim, the rain and snow. Yesh namram shein michom l'kaim as machmes brius gufam. You may understand there are people because of their health they can't go. In the middle of nowhere, or because of their age. And then, there are many other reasons why, if you go to such a place, you're not going to have any yeshiva das, because there are going to be animals making noises, or you'll be afraid, it'll be dark, and it'll be deserted. And you're afraid to be in a place like that. Who knows what's here, what's there? Animals or strangers, you're afraid. There are many, many rest of a chassidim who he writes that were not able to do this, to go out, like he writes in Nun Beis, by themselves into a forest someplace. A totally, totally deserted place where nobody was at all walking or ever going there. There are other reasons that would prevent a person from going to such places. Every person go out to a deserted field or a forest. Therefore, so coming back to what seems to be a steer between Nun Beis and Chelek Aleph and Tinyana Chaf Hei, he's explaining that it's not a steer at all. It's not a contradiction at all. There are different madregas of his bodies. In Nun Beis, he's talking about the highest level of yichud, of unity with Hashem. And for that, Rabbi Nachman is saying the ideal time and the ideal place to achieve that is late at night in a deserted place, you know, in the forest. That's talking about b'shleimus ha'tikun, the highest madrega of bringing oneself to a tikun, you know, the highest level of tikun. That's already his bodhis to bring to bittel, to zikuch. Ad the madrega shabai yizkam is bodhis, he called him b'muchiv ha'messias, till the person becomes completely unified and it becomes one with Hashem, who's M'chuiv HaMetzius, with Hashem, who's, there's nothing, when he comes to that place of there being nothing else, only Hashem, that's clear to him, and he's in that place of Yichud. L'agila zeh, in order to reach that Madrega, Sarach Shetiyah Esbardus B'layla V'derech Yichi. That's what Rabbi Nachum is insisting upon, it be in a place and at a time that's completely uninhabited. Because only when you have conditions like that, or not only, but it's much, much, much more likely and easier to come to the madrega of shleimus, of this yichud, the tachlis and nirtzah, to your goal of yichud. For any Jew who's trying to reach the highest level of kirvas Hashem, you really, really need to have that forest in the middle of the night. That's in Nun Beis. Ach, kishu Rabbeinu koyseh v'latzasa esbardus ke'etza ha'olah lakol. But in Tinyana Chafei, there Ibn Achman is speaking really to Amcha. When you look in that Torah, you see that Torah was said to the regular chevra, to the regular rank and file Hasidim and Jews of all backgrounds and all levels, even the simplest Jews. But there he speaks about his bodhis in a very clear and simple and open way, that it's oila halakol, that it's the best thing in the world for a Jew to do. There he's speaking about how every single person, everyone, he's not leaving anybody out over there. Every person can do this. Kosev is Dora Boyf and Shukalecha Yuchel Tomid Lakimus Aitzazim. So in Chafei, Tanyana Chafei, he writes it so that every single person will be able every day of his life to do his burdens. Therefore, in Chafei, he writes, Bechedor Abasada. Bechedor Abasada in one's room or in the field. Bechedor Abasada. Kitzach Mokum Shabbat Tomid Epshal is Baita. Because there, he's talking about every day, a program for everyone. For beginners, for intermediaries, for everybody, intermediate, for everybody. And that, for that, you need to have either a field right, if you're able to go right outside, or to have a room. For that, you need a place where you could always be by yourself. We hope that every person has a room. Shagam im any yochel, b'shamitzias he sheev shalotze schus liyishuv. So even if you're not able to go to the forest at night, for whatever reason, or it's inconvenient, that it's hard, scary, whatever that is, cheder tamid yochel is by that. You have a room, and that room you can go to whenever you like. L'chein mareinu Rav Nosson bana la'atzmai cheder miyuchad. That's why Rabbi Nosson had this room built. Because there, the main point is quiet and yeshiva das. And to have a room where you could have that yeshiva das and that quiet. It's not the highest nichud where there was nothing there and so on and so forth. We could also understand why Rabbi Nachman said in a room or in a house, because there are many parts, as we learned earlier, and we're going to get to each of these parts, there are many parts to his baidus, there are many ingredients, mishpat, you know, making a cheshvan and nefesh, yeshiva das, to come to a place of yeshiva das, tfila, tahanunan, bakasha sorcha, asking what you need, times and stories, explaining yourself, Gaguim, v'kisuf, and longing and yearning, shvichas like kamay, pouring your heart like water, toy vador, give me thanks to Hashem. All of these good things, the ingredients of his brother, she'ikir in yonam, hu ha'yeshiva lefnei Hashem v'bakosh esponim, ha'tfilu v'adekes boy. All of these things require a person to feel that he's sitting mamish along with Hashem. I see it's ha'tshuva noich b'nei Hashem, to do tshuva noichach b'nei Hashem. It's very intimate. A person needs to be in a place that's intimate, where there's a sense of intimacy of you and Hashem. And one can achieve that feeling of intimacy even in a field or in your own room. Because there the main thing is that there's nobody there. It's a quiet, empty room. That's the main thing. And it could be that for this reason, this is why Rabbi Nachman in Tinyana Chafei, where there he writes about in a very simple and open and plain way how his bordas are, Ila HaKol is the highest form of serving Hashem. That's why in Chafei, he does not write about Davka being alone in the forest. He does not write that. She says his brother is here to Karim Belaila, that his brother is only at night. Hashem came to Torah Nun Beis. That he writes about in Torah Nun Beis. Bo Rabbeinu Isaac Binyan HaBittel, there he's talking about the whole Torah Nun Beis is about Bittel. It's about reaching a very, very exalted state of Dveikus and Yuchad Basham. Which is the highest madrega of zikuch, of refinement and purification and so on, and unity. Over there in Nun Beis, Hoysif is askulas and it's orchis the bit. Therefore, he adds those conditions that are required or very, very, very badly needed in order for a person to be able to reach a place of bitl. Shehem Azman Vamakum, in time, which is in the middle of the night, and place, which is a deserted place. Halailu Azman Vayishin Ibn Adam, the night is when people are sleeping. They're not busy at night running after all the narishkeit of this world. They're quiet, hopefully, in bed. And chusli yishur, u'amakim sham ein bnei adam oiskim redifah hanal. And when you go to a forest someplace, that's also where there's nobody that's busy with all the havolim, all of the silliness and the vanities of this world. So now we can understand the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman in Nun Beis, which is for the advanced person seeking Yichud. There Rabbi Nachman says that if you're not able to get this kind of a place, and at this time, you're going to come to a place of Bilbul, and you will not be able to reach what? He doesn't say you won't be able to do any Hizbardus. He says you will not be able to come to a Madrega Lizbatel, to become bottle and completely immersed in Elokus, one with Hashem. That's what he writes in Nun Beis. Kain Mavur Gamaloshim Rav Nosson Alam Latrufa. We could also understand this from one of Rabbi Nosson's letters. Ki Lav Kolodom Zorchel Kaim Kolanal B'Shlemus. Where there Rabbi Nosson says, not everybody is able to keep what Rabbi Nachman is asking for in Nun Beis, meaning the forest by yourself, you know, at night. Not everybody's able to do this b'shleimus. And therefore, Rabbi Nosson says, fortunate is the person who can at least can is able to do his b'shleimus even during the day, and even in his room. However, how much more so is the person who's able azorchel kam b'pshitus and there b'layla is the one who's able to keep what Rabbi Nachman said b'pshitus. Haner v'layla was the Mishnah and Pekavos. Haner v'layla and halabedach yichidi means to be in the middle of the night and to be in a place where there's nobody at all. That's even more so. Atshe yiskeli kolal yihichel kenu imahem. Even it says halavai we should be zeichel for that madrega, which is the highest madrega, to be able to go out in the middle of the night to some deserted place. But it's not an absolute prerequisite. There's bardus. It's only this bardus that leads to yichud, to this highest madrega of yichud. So without the forest at night, it's going to be very hard or even perhaps impossible to achieve that. If this is correct, what we're trying to explain. You can also understand why is it that in Nun Beis, in Torah Nun Beis, there, Rabbi Nachman lehiskir Rabbeinu is called chelke his brothers. He doesn't mention all the different components, the different parts of his brothers. He doesn't mention them in Nun Beis. Nun Beis, remember, Nun Beis is for the advanced who's seeking yichud. So why doesn't he mention all of the different things that go in Mishpat, Yishavadas, Tefillah v'Sicha ben Levein Kaina? He doesn't talk about all the things that he talks about in Tinyana Chafei. Why? The dibra la tefillu the bittel hamidus v'tayves at the madrega al yana b'yiskal yikalav b'mchliyam mesias. Because if you look in Nun Beis, Rabbi Nachman is focused on reaching this level of bittel and yichud, and he's speaking to the advanced student who knows in a very clear way and is completely connected to that his bodhis that he's speaking about in Nun Beis, which means this yichud, this unity with Hashem. He already keeps all this burdus of Tinyana Chafei. All of that he's in. But now he's seeking a higher level of Dveikus Bashem that requires being away from the house, being out of the room, being away from the village, being in the forest at night. He's talking about reaching the highest madrega where you're able to come one with the Michum Yitzvot Hashem. Even though in order to come to a madrega, of just coming to madrega of Yishuv Hadas, just being able to concentrate and to be able to vidui and tshuva, to be able to do tshuva and to speak words of vidui, kfishim espalim Reb Nosson, look at the tefillas Torah Nudbeis, just for that, a person needs to, just to have Yishuv Hadas, and to be able to be zeiche to do some, to say some vidui and to do some tshuva, a person has to be zeiche for his bardus, has to be zeiche for something very quiet. But it doesn't have to be the forest or you know, at midnight or whatever. And here we see a tefillah for every nosan that's connected to Torah Nun Beis. And Rabbi Nosson says the following: "Sheterachem alai in lekutei tefilas. Sheterachem alai v'tiyah ba'azvi tzakeni laharbas be'zbardus tamid. Hashem, help me that I should always be able to be oisik in his bardus. Ad she'eskai days bardus tavat la'atzmi legamrei. In order that what? Remember, this anun base. In order that I should be able to reach a state of bittul tavat la'atzmi legamrei. Ad she'esbat the yeshus legamrei till my whole ego is completely nullified." I should become unified and one with your achdus. With this, I can't rach mecharab. The tazmili makom yuchan, uzman yuchan is burden. Therefore, Hashem, help me find the right place for this and the right time. And help me to choose the right place and the right time for his burden. Shehu b'layla, which is at night. Beish v'nei adam yishnami, people are sleeping. Or b'deh chichidi, in a place where no one's walking. Help me that every night I should be able to achieve this. To be in a place where people don't even go during the day. And I should be able to go to that place where there's no one ever there and to do his burdus when? In the middle of the night. This is ideal. And I should explain everything to you. I should talk about everything to you. It's called Hashem Levavi. Esklavor Lefarish Lefanecha. Pepe Molei Befeirish. I should be in a place, I should be at a time where I can openly express all these things that I desperately need and want to talk to you about. Actually, Yisrael Levavi Be'emes Elecha B'chuk to my heart is my heart is completely away. The great longing of Bchiya Rabba Vatsuma, tremendous crying, but the most shlish, Livkos Lohodesk Alavanesai, Upshai, Hamrubim Lischaritalayim, Be'emes, Ubalev Shalom. That I should be able to cry and pour my heart out and to confess all my Averis with a full heart. Ula Kabbalai Kabbalah Gemur, Ubalev Shalom, Be'emes, and to accept upon myself the clear and full conscious and heart. So also by the kistel that I should not do anything silly anymore. There shouldn't be anything that's disingenuous, that's dishonest to my spirit. I've done anything wrong, that I shouldn't add anything else that's wrong. And I should be zeichet to awaken your great compassion on me. You should give me a free gift. I always have this. Hashem, save me during this time of my rest. During this time, you should save me from all different sins, by accident, by on purpose, save me from these sins. The color Tivus rose from all negative and destructive Tivus desires. Especially when it comes to damaging the covenant, the Bris Milah, which is in Torah, it's Klal Kol Torah Kula. Meaning of Shemir Sabris is it contains within it all of what Torah is all in the meaning of Shemir Sabris, which of course that's a part of Torah that they never taught us growing up. I'm able to reach this madrega of his brothers at night and be mavato myself completely, nullify myself completely. Mavato kol mido midera, to nullify every bad mida, kol taivu taivera, and every dangerous taiva, the desire. I should become completely clean from all taivas and all negative midas. And I should be able to be mevatel through this all conceit and all coarseness. To the point that I can reach the tachlis of bittul. We're talking about a nun base of bittul, of nullification, of self nullification. To be part of that actual achdus. Let's just finish this. And then he adds, and through this one we'll be able to become the mitzvah of Ubo Sidvak, which means Dveikus Bashem, complete unity with Hashem. And this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is the tachlis of man's creation and the creation of all worlds, as we learned earlier. See, when it comes to thanking Hashem or even judging oneself, when it comes to all the other ingredients, you could do that even when there are people around. You could do that even in a room. But the whole story of his birth is not just that. So we're talking that the ultimate is bittul mamish, to come to a place of bittul. So that's a metzias that's completely away from the yeshuv, in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. To come to this madrega of bittul. K'shazman hamuvchel lezeh b'chatzos layel. And the best time for that is chatzos layel, not the beginning of the night, not the end of the night, but the ideal time for that is chatzos layel, at the time of chatzos. Okay, in mitzvah Hashem, we'll try to, I don't know if we'll get to, we'll try to at least get close to finishing the parak next week.